Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, have you heard a famous saying, failure is the mother of success? It means the experience of failure grows the person and ultimately leads him to success. Korean people think about some negative things about failure, but foreign countries usually hire those who experience the failure because those who failed in business learned what kind of problem a certain company may have and how to solve the problem. That's why. So, failure is an asset to a person. In other words, they acknowledge those who experienced failure and learn how to success. There are many people like this. The famous film director Steven Spielberg or the great painter Leonardo da Vinci, you know, they learned from failure and they became successful. Think about Thomas Edison. Before he invented light bulb, he experienced 2,399 failures. But he said in the end, I just learned how to fail 2,399 times. It was just the procedure to success. Also in the Bible, there is a representative person who has achieved the success based on failure. He is Joseph. He was born in a rich family. He was favored by their parents. And he learned Father God's providence in his dream. So he seemed very successful. However, one day, he sold as a slave. He was wrongfully accused. He was imprisoned. And he seemed failed his life. However, eventually, he was very successful and he became a prime minister of a country. Now, was it? I mean, did it take it for granted because it was the will of God? Well, at this time, I would like us, you know, I would like to look into how he overcame his failure and achieved the dramatic success through senior pastor's lectures on Genesis. Joseph is the 11th son of Jacob, the father of Israel. Jacob's love for Joseph was special because he was not only a son he had in his old age, but also through his beloved wife, Rachel. Through the word saying, Israel loved Joseph more than all his sons, and he made him in a very colored tunic. It can be expected that Jacob's special love for Joseph must be obviously shown. Genesis 37:4 says, his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, and so they hated him and could not speak to him on friendly terms. From his brothers' viewpoint, Joseph might have felt a little sorry for his brothers, but in this situation, Joseph acted to be hated by his brothers all the more. And Joseph related the wrongdoings of his brothers to Jacob, so he was hated all the more. And it became worse because he had a dream. He told them about, you know, his dream, like his brothers in the crop, in the bow down to his crop. His brothers got angry. Are you going to be our king? They hated Joseph all the more. Now Joseph had another dream. The sun and the moon and 11 stars bowed down to him. He got this dream and told them about this dream. So his brothers naturally got jealous of him, hated him all the more. They even wanted to kill him. So they actually tried to kill him. However, the first son, Reuben, stopped them, and instead, Joseph was sold as a slave. God gave him a great vision through dreams, but thanks to that dreams, he now was in a refinement. However, this failure was actually a way to success. Well, he might have complained or doubted about the dreams that God gave him. But it was a prosperous way to be success in a spiritual way. So let's take a closer look and how he succeeded over his failure. I told you that men learn from failure to be success. We will also indirectly experience the lessons learned through Joseph's failure and find the way to success and blessing. First, let's look at why Joseph was given a trial. He was loved by God. He knew that there is a providence of Father God. But he didn't commit any sin, but he went the way of refinement. Why is that? Well, above all, it was a trial that God allowed to accomplish the great will of blessing Israel through him. That is, it was a trial for blessing. In order to receive the blessing, he had to be such a vessel. Abraham had to pass the test to be called a forefather of faith. And to lead Israelites out of Egypt, Moses needed the refinement in the wilderness for 40 years. To become a prime minister in a country and to be used as a tool for the blessing of Israel, Joseph had to make his vessel great. But before the refinement, he was not like that. What does it mean? Since he was greatly favored by his father Jacob, he was hated by his brothers. And he related wrongdoings of his brothers to his father Jacob. Well, he didn't do it with this evil intention, but he got his self-righteousness beforehand. Everything looked righteous in his own sight, but you have to take a look at it and test it whether it is proper according to the truth and take care of others' faith and situation. Those who had lesser measure of faith may not understand those who got in a higher measure of faith. A leader had the responsibility to show a way to the truth, but at the time, the leader had to take care of those who got weak faith and who feel weary. So to do this, the leader should serve others with humility. Joseph is a man who should go through great things in the future, and he should become the head. But before he was trained, Joseph was not like that. So, because of self-righteousness, Joseph made his brothers hate him. And he was not perfect yet, and he wanted to show him off. He wanted to be favored by his father Jacob. Good example is he boasted of his dreams. Proverbs 27:14 says, "He who blesses his friend with a loud voice early in the morning, it will be a reckoned a curse to him." No matter how good you say, you have to look at the other person and when and where. Joseph should have considered his surroundings and the position of his brothers even more when speaking to reveal himself, so he was hated by his brothers all the more. That's why he was sold as a slave to Egypt. Of course, his brothers didn't look at Joseph with good heart. They got jealousy and envy. However, all the responsibility doesn't lie with his brothers alone. So if you are jealous, if you are envied, you gotta look around where it began. Most of the time, it's because you are not wise and you welcome that jealousy and envy. But if you think, because of the righteousness I am persecuted, then you can never get out of there. Especially you are persecuted for the righteousness or for the names of the Lord's sake. Once you enter the level of goodness that Father God acknowledges, that is, if you pay evil with goodness, then the darkness cannot work over you. Joseph could have entered that level of goodness and moved the heart of brothers. Then he might not need that long years of refinement. But little Joseph was not like that. So now, how he changed after the refinement of blessing. Young Joseph had to go on the path of refinement because he couldn't act with perfect goodness and perfect righteousness. But after the trial, he became different. This is why he had to be trained and refined. That's why It is called a trial blessing. I'll tell you about his change later. So, what does Joseph's attitude toward an unexpected trial first? He relied only on God, even in the face of a tremendous refinement that he had never thought of. At the age of 17, he was in a very difficult situation, but he didn't give up. He tried to understand the will and providence of Father God who gave him that time. Through the refinement, he changed himself, and he waited for the time that Father God has set. If he had given up the dreams that Father God gave to him, he might have complained and grudged. And he hated his brothers who sold him as a slave. If he had not believed in Father God's will, he could have given it up. And he could have been very sad. But he didn't do like that. He relied only on God. He didn't complain because he believed in the will of Father God. Compared to Joseph, his father Jacob was different. When he lost his beloved son Joseph, Jacob tore his clothes, tied his waist with a sackcloth, and mourned for Joseph for a long time. And he said, "Surely I will go down to Sheol in mourning for my son." Jacob's confession shows that his faith was not perfect. Our Lord said in Matthew 12:34, "You brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak what is good? For the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart." Therefore, when you make a confession in a given situation, especially a difficult situation, that shows how much you accomplished your heart. So you can measure your hidden nature or hidden heart through the words spoken through your lips. So Father God refines us in the best and most allowable situation and condition so that we can understand our heart. So when we are in refinement, we have to look back on our lips. When we complain, when we blame others, then we can see that our faith is somewhere else instead of goodwill of Father God. What you do and what you say may not greatly affect on others. However, if you are in a leading position, that can make a wall before Father God. Jacob was wise. However, he was deceived by his sons. If he had controlled his emotion and taken a look at the situation, then he might not have deceived by his sons. But he didn't use the spiritual wisdom that Father God gave to him. James 3:17 says, "The wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy." But Jacob didn't do like that in that situation, so he was deceived by his son's liars, and he mourned for Joseph. But Joseph was different. He didn't despair, complain, or resent in the face of the tribulation that came upon him. He accepted all the situations that came to him. He looked back upon himself to find out the reason why it happened to him, and he acknowledged his lack. Here, we can feel that Joseph's faith was special. Well, his brother's wrongdoings were too grave, isn't it? They tried to kill Joseph. However, Joseph didn't complain. He tried to understand why his brothers hated him so much, and he looked back on himself. Romans 12:12 says, "Rejoice in hope, persevere in tribulation, and devote to prayer." Just suppressing or perseverance cannot guarantee a blessing at the end of refinement. Anybody can say, I put everything into Father God's hand when they were in refinement. They don't make an effort to change themselves. They just say it like this. When God allows us to go through a refinement, there is a level that He wants to lead us through. That's why when a refinement comes, we should realize and discover the cause of the trial. That's why we must endure and persevere with faith and triumph until we are transformed into what we want. So depending on how quickly we find ourselves and change, it decides the duration of the refinement. Now let's look into the reason why Joseph could be guided on a prosperous path even in trials. Even when he was a slave, what he did was prosperous. Genesis 39:3 says, "Now his master saw that the Lord was with him and how the Lord caused all that he did to prosper in his land." Because this trial was a trial that God allowed him to become whole, God blessed him to be prosperous even during the trial. Joseph could break his self-righteousness and be used for Father God's providence. That's why he was going through that refinement. So, Father God made what Joseph did prosperous. However, Joseph didn't sit still. He made an effort to be acknowledged by his master Potiphar. He was diligent. He served his master's heart. And he did everything according to master's heart. And he preached about God that he served. He preached that whatever he did and everything was prosperous because by the will of Father God. When Joseph was diligent and when the master saw his proof fruit, Potiphar acknowledged God who was with Joseph. So only such people as Joseph can make whatever he says about God can be trusted. If you don't have any evidence of the truth, nobody can listen to you. Joseph lived a life of testifying and glorifying God even during his trial. So God blessed him to be prosperous. It was not the refinement from sin. It was a refinement to receive blessing. However, Joseph did what he had to do to glorify Father God. He didn't sit still. He was diligent. He served God well, and he was acknowledged by people. So whatever he did was prosperous on the refinement. Now, let's take a look at the heart of Joseph's giving thanks, which is the great reason Joseph could receive blessing through the trial. Joseph gave thanks from his heart during the trial. It was a simple thanks to God. He was grateful for everything because he believed God's will from the heart. From the word, Joseph found favor in his sight and became his personal servant. We can see Joseph served his master with his heart. If Joseph had had a fleshly heart, he could have been very despair, comparing himself with the time that he was under the guidance of his father Jacob. However, Joseph was not like that. He was grateful to his master who bought him as a slave and to give him a grace. And from the depths of his heart, he served his master. From this point, we can see how good his heart was. Some people easily got despaired and feel weary when facing difficulties. They don't give thanks. They rather complain. And they even give up their duties. I used to be very prosperous before, but what am I doing here? It shows how small his vessel was and how far his heart was from goodness. If you are a good-hearted person, you will be grateful and say, "I used to be enjoying so much by the grace of God. Now that you are in this situation, you finally realize true thanks for what you have enjoyed in the past and you are only grateful for the present situation of refinement. This is the difference between difference of goodness. So what about our faith? Now this church is undergoing unexpected blessing of refinement. Some say they are sorry, remembering those prosperous times of this church, and they lost their strength. However, if we can learn from Joseph's faith, we should be thankful, and we must say like this: it was a great grace and blessing that we used to believe in Father God like that. We could receive answer to our prayers without great effort. Whenever we got difficulties, we could receive senior pastor's prayer and got answers. We were not sick. We were not in a car accident. So how great love we received. Now in this situation, I can remember that was great love and special love of Father God. We should be. And then, I am so thankful now. I'm grateful for this moment, and I am thankful for this moment too. We should be able to confess like this. The reason why God cultivates humans on this earth is that He wants these good children who have a true heart of thanks and perfect faith in the heart. In the end, Joseph was able to turn the refinement into blessing because his faith in God didn't change under any circumstances. He was a slave, but he was Potiphar's. He was the chief servant in Potiphar's house. Now, when he rejected the temptation of the Potiphar's wife, he was wrongfully accused and got imprisoned. So he had to spend time in a prison. He faced such miserable situation, but he showed the same attitude. Chief jailer trusted him for that. So even in that worst situation, he was same diligent and took care of his jobs. He was thankful to God, and his trust in God didn't change at all. He was wrongfully accused, and he was imprisoned. Nobody was there to solve his wrong accusation. He got no hope when he could get out of the prison, but his faith in God never changed. There are people who look so lucky and prosperous, even among worldly people. And they receive blessing, but there are other people who are not blessed like that. People say, it's time for blessing, isn't it? But Father God may say it's not. But if you believe in Father God who governs the life and death and fortune and misfortune, then you should be never get despaired. That's why Joseph was blessed. Even in the seemingly hopeless situation, Joseph didn't lose the hope given by God and didn't doubt God's love. So he believed that his everything was under God's control. So he didn't think about using man's methods. He checked his heart and he followed goodness and diligence. Father God cannot work if people use man's method. But he believed in Father God without change, and he acted only by the truth. Because he was like this, God finally made the reversal in time. Joseph became prime minister of Egypt, and his dreams came true. The sun and the moon and 11 stars bowed down to him. He got this kind of blessing, but he got another blessing. That is, to lay down the foundation of Israel in the providence of Father God. When he was a prime minister, more than 70 households of Jacob became 2 million Israelites. Because Joseph received the trial well, God's will for Israel could be fulfilled according to his plan. The fact that Joseph made the vessel that God wants through the trial of blessing is well understood by looking at Joseph after becoming prime minister. Let's check the important lessons to be learned here.
The reason he passed through the refinement and finally received the blessing was that he realized the cause of his previous failure, what he lacked, and changed it completely. He interpreted the dream of Pharaoh and solved the matter of great fatigue for 7 years, so he became prime minister. He could have been jealous and envied, even though he got wise and very clever. Since he was outstanding, he could be the target or object of others' envy and jealousy. Especially, he was a Gentile and he used to be a slave. But Joseph was not like that before. He didn't make an enemy. He didn't break peace. He was not attacked by others. When he called for his father Jacob and his family, Pharaoh gave him the good land. No Egyptians hated it, though. No Egyptians said objection. When his father Jacob died, Pharaoh and all his subordinates and elders of Egypt mourned for Jacob. He didn't get this kind of great support only because he was a prime minister. Joseph was precise. He took care of his duty well. And he was full of virtue and love. He covered others' fault. He could embrace even those who stood against him. Even though he was the second to king, he didn't neglect others. He didn't enjoy his authority. For example, he didn't meddle with the land that belonged to the priests. He bought the lands that belonged to people, but he didn't do that with the lands that belonged to priests because they got their salary from Pharaoh. He acknowledged the authority of Pharaoh. And he didn't make any discord with the religion of Egypt. Even though Pharaoh said, "I am superior to you only in this throne." He was loved and acknowledged by Pharaoh, but Joseph didn't show himself off. He could become a great vessel like this because he acknowledged his lackage when he was with his brothers. And he was refined. So he was not foolish to repeat that past process. Through the refinement, he broke self-righteousness and frameworks. So he became the object of love and respect instead. So senior pastor asked us to compare ourselves with Joseph. Don't you break peace with others when showing off your self-righteousness? Don't you give orders and command others using your authority and leading position? Did you, expose yourself to bring troubles to other people? And senior pastor also said that when peace is broken, when people around you feel difficult, then you gotta find the answer in you. Reflecting on yourself, this is the answer that turns failure into success, the way to turn the refinement into blessing. Through the lecture on Genesis about Joseph, we looked at the process of Joseph receiving a trial of blessing. First, we looked at what Joseph was lacking as to why he received the refinement. And I told you that when he went through the refinement, he tried to find the cause in himself without blaming it on others. And I said, therefore, he accepted everything and did what he had to do, and he was prosperous even during the refinement. Above all, I said he was grateful for everything because he believed in God's will. This was the great reason he received the training as a blessing. And his faith didn't change. He didn't use man's method. He ultimately depended only on God and received the blessing. And we looked into Joseph's change as a result that he went through the refinement well. Conclusively, Like the saying that failure is a mother of success, he made a successful ending by making a whole vessel for blessing through refinements. We had something unexpected in March. You know, when senior pastor was with us, not a single disease could strike us. And even a small disease could be driven away through his prayer once. So we was a little bit shocked. So I myself, you know, locked myself down in my home for 2 weeks. And I had a lot of thoughts. Why it happened? What were we short of? Well, we believed in Father God. When Father God doesn't allow, even a sparrow falls down to the ground. So there must be a reason why it was happening to us. So that's why I thought and thought again. And I thought about Joseph. God didn't neglect us. He didn't turn his back or turn to us. He must have will for us. That's what I thought. He allowed Joseph to be sold as a slave and to be imprisoned, only to make him a good vessel. So, these things that we are going through is the will of God to make us perfect. So once we realize this and change, then this refinement will turn into blessing. But if we don't look for Father God's will, if we don't do homework well, then it will take long to turn that refinement into blessing. So, when many of you suffer from COVID-19, what have you done after that so far? Were you in despair because you say, Father God didn't protect us? Or did you believe that Father God will make everything work for good? But if you say, well, if once it's over, everything is okay. If you just wait, then that's not the answer either. Since you believe, you pray to know God's will and to do our duty and homework well, we got to understand our shortages and change, and we got to make an effort. Some people say after the refinement of Job, just endure. If you endure, then someday you will receive blessing. Some people say like this, but senior pastor didn't teach us like that. Job was refined so that he could understand the fundamental evil, and Father God had the will to make him even greater person. So we shouldn't just wait in this time of refinement. There are things that we got to do. Well, everybody has different reason, but in church-wise, God gave us the same task for a congregation. And we're going to find out what. Joseph didn't complain against his brothers. He just looked for what he was doing wrong. And we had to look back on ourselves. Well, I got nervous from time to time. We have to find ourselves, and we got to find an answer to accomplish the perfect will of Father God. But we don't look for answer in us, but we just put blame on others. So this refinement may get longer. Or we didn't find the right answer to Father God's question, so this refinement does not end soon. But Father God's gospel of holiness is with us. You and I have heard the precious gospel of holiness. So we shouldn't be foolish people who blame others only for lack of others and cannot find God's will for them. When we find, acknowledge, and fix my problems first, we can achieve the level that Father God wants us to do. And we cannot make a progress. If we meet the same refinement, we will give the wrong answer again. What Father God wants us from us is mature faith after the refinement. Failure is a mother to success. The experience of failure will make one person grow and to be successful. But not all failure become the mother to success. If we don't learn from failure, if we don't turn that failure into successful ways, then the experience of failure cannot become beneficial to us. So if you fail to make the right answer before, you can grow up and you can give the right answer now. So the refinement, in that case, refinement turned into blessing. Now, as we have learned the word of holiness, we must walk in the truth with goodness and love according to the truth that our senior pastor showed. And we must fulfill the good will of Father God who allowed us a trial of blessing. In order to do so, we have to act by goodness and love. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness, and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer, and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.